believe she had to go through a test, U.S. history test. She had to, just allow her, for her to get a, well, she had to be a resident status here for a certain amount of years. And what I do remember most is being actually naturalized on that day where she had taken me to the city hall, and we had entered this big courtroom, a bunch of all these other people that were being citizens, and we had to put our right hand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and we had to hear a little speech by the judge or the appointing person that was there to tell us that we're citizens and what that means. So that's what I do remember as far as being a petition.
Did you guys, in the whole process of the application or through your mom and you, did you have to pay a lot of money? Like, how much did it cost to do this?
I cannot tell you exactly the amount that she paid, but I know she had to pay lawyer fees, paperwork, filing fees, and it was a pretty stressful thing. You know, it took a took a lot of the time to do that. She had to take time off work to get through these things, you know, for the interviews, for the commute. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were a petitioner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said you had siblings. Was it just you or your entire family petitioned?
It was just us, the immediate family, my older sister and my older brother that was petitioned. And my grandma had already been petitioned a long time ago, even before my mom, but she didn't like living there, so she would stay in the Philippines a lot.
Oh, okay. So was it from your grandma to your mom, or did your mom just apply by herself?
No, the root is actually my mom's older brother, the second oldest out of nine, who came here because his wife was already a citizen. And he met his wife in the Philippines when she was on vacation. And because she was already a citizen and she got married there with him, she brought him easily within like 6 months. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So when he came, he started registering, petitioning all his siblings to come here. And my mom's turn was up, so then she came.
So it's a chain reaction, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, was there anyone else after you guys? Like, her other siblings, since there was nine of them?
Yeah, there was. It was two followed about a couple of years after. And then the other ones took a really long time. I don't know why. It took like, man, they came in 2003. So it took about 15 years for them to come here after being petitioned by my uncle. I don't know why they took a while, but they came here maybe because they were married, registered as a married couple. They came here at the same time with his wife, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So they were really old by the time they got here, so they couldn't really do much, like work or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. So now there's all nine of the siblings here.